This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. President Joe Biden announced Thursday civilian federal government employees must be vaccinated or submit to regular testing and wear masks. The strict guidelines are aimed at boosting sluggish vaccination rates among the 4 million Americans who draw federal paychecks and to set an example for private employers around the country. Biden's decision comes as the Delta variant of the virus that causes COVID-19 is rapidly spreading across the country. The president said the same standards will apply to federal contractors. Biden said he is asking the Department of Defense to explore how and when to add mandatory inoculations for the coronavirus to the list of vaccines required for service personnel. The president also said his medical advisors say there is no need for a booster shot now if you are fully vaccinated. If science tells us there is a need for a booster, Biden says that's something we'll do. Israel's prime minister announced that his country will offer a coronavirus booster to people over 60 who have been vaccinated. Thursday's announcement by Naftali Bennett makes Israel the first country to offer a third dose of the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine to its citizens on a wide scale. Bennett said the decision was based on considerable research and analysis, as well as the rise in the risk of the Delta variant. The decision comes at a time of rising infections and concerns that the vaccine's efficacy dwindles over time. For more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com. Via remote, this is VOA News. A long-delayed Russian laboratory module docked with the International Space Station Thursday, but hours later, the Russian lab knocked the orbiting station out of position when the lab's thrusters accidentally fired. It took mission controllers nearly an hour to reposition the International Space Station, which had been bumped 45 degrees out of alignment. Space Station program manager said no damage was identified and there was no immediate danger at any time to the crew. The new Russian module will require many operations, including up to 11 spacewalks beginning in September, to prepare it for operation. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin met with his Vietnamese counterpart Thursday to deepen cooperation in security and pandemic recovery after Washington pledged support for Southeast Asian nations embroiled in territorial rifts with China, Vietnam, and the Philippines. Austin's next stop are among China's fiercest opponents in the territorial disputes in the South China Sea, where Beijing has ignored neighbors' protests and has constructed several islands equipped with airstrips and military installations. A defrocked former cardinal is the first in the United States to be criminally charged with a sexual crime against a minor. Former Cardinal Theodore McCarrick has been charged with sexually assaulting a teenage boy in the 1970s, according to court documents obtained by the Boston Globe. The victim alleges McCarrick began abusing him when he was a boy and groped him and fondled him when he was 16 as they walked around the campus of Wellesley College, where his brother's wedding reception was being held back in 1974. The 91-year-old former cardinal was defrocked by Pope Francis in 2019 after a Vatican investigation confirmed decades of rumors that he was a sexual predator. And Ecuador this week revoked the citizenship of Julian Assange, the founder of WikiLeaks, who is currently in a British prison. A naturalization is considered damaging when it is granted based on the concealment of relevant facts, false documents, and fraud. Assange received Ecuadorian citizenship in 2018 as part of a failed attempt by the government of then-President Lenin Moreno to turn him into a diplomat to get him out of his embassy in London. For more news, join us at voanews.com or the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown reporting by remote, VOA News.